We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's a new day.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Wake up.
Whether you're mad or blessed.
It's time to get up and get something.
Call up now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, it's Christy. Good morning.
Hey, Christy, get it off your chest, mama.
I mean, these men need to go to the doctor because we're losing too many African-American men.
That's okay. True. You right. When you said it like that, I thought you got burnt or something.
Yeah, I didn't know what you were talking about.
No. Get burnt at this age? No.
How old are you?
54.
You can still get burnt, especially if you date out here with these little young boys.
Young boys? I don't want no young boys.
That's right. The only thing you got to worry about at this age is worms.
Shut up.
54.
I don't have worms, Charlamagne.
I didn't say you. I'm just saying the men you might mess with. But
no,
I agree with you.
You know what? This is woman's month. And they need to take their man to the doctor.
You right.
I agree with you.
All the men definitely need to go to the doctor and get a checkup.
Cancer month.
You right.
They don't want to get colonoscopies. They don't want to go to the doctor. They don't want to go to cardiologists. And they dying too young. That's why I can't find a husband.
Let me tell you something. I've been going to the cardiologist for the past 3 months since December. I done wore a heart monitor. I done had it to where they put the ink inside you to make sure. Because I just wanted to make sure, man.
I did that last week. They did the sonogram. They did the ink. They did the stress test.
I did the stress test. Yep.
I did the stress. I didn't do the ink. I did the stress test. I did the colonoscopy.
These women need to take the man to the doctor because the men don't want to go to the doctor. That's why I'm still single.
That ain't why you single, mama.
Listen. It's hard to find a man that's my caliber of man that I'm looking for.
What do you do? Where are you
don't
from?
Don't sell yourself short, Ma. You 54.
This is the MTA bus operator.
That's right.
Oh, you the bus operator from the Bronx.
That's right.
Don't sell yourself short. You're only 54. You're going to find love by 60.
No, it's not finding love. It's just right by 60. What I'm saying is I don't want nobody sick.
I got you. You might want to talk to some of the people you pick up.
Best, but when you get sick, I can take care of you. But I don't want to get you sick already.
Why don't you holler at some of the people you pick up on the bus?
Excuse me?
What? You pick up some of them passengers on the bus. When you pick them up, you might see a cutie, you holler at them.
Let me explain something to you. At least you know where I work. I don't know where you work.
I get what you're saying.
All right.
That's real.
I mean, come on.
All right, you bougie bus driver.
Bougie bus driver.
Out here missing your blessing.
I'm not bougie, but if I have a lot going on, you have to come close.
Yeah, but don't forget, Warren Buffett goes to McDonald's every day.
Excuse me?
She don't know Warren Buffett. You know Warren Buffett is, mama?
I didn't say anything about a guy that worked at McDonald's. I'm just saying
here's the moral of the story, ma'am.
Some of those managers at McDonald's make some good money.
That's right. That your blessing might be at McDonald's. That's all Jason Lee trying to say. Okay? The moral of the story is I agree with you.
You stop gossiping and find me a husband.
Now you work for her.
You sit around,
okay,
Jason.
Okay, I'm going to post that today. I got you.
Jason too busy sleeping with your future husband.
Yeah, probably
not
so.
Not
this is what you. I'm saying. This is why I can't find a husband. Jason's sleeping with them.
But listen, this is why
they don't go to the doctor.
No.
They don't have a job. They don't have a career. No pension coming. I'm getting ready to retire.
Sounds like you just need to be a lesbian.
No. What?
There's nothing out here for you, clearly.
Find a man, be a lesbian. What advice, Charlamagne?
Well, mama, somebody,
I don't
want to
be a lesbian, Charlamagne.
You find somebody. You got good benefits. You about to retire. You find somebody. Good luck.
It's not finding somebody. I mean,
oh, Lord, you're making me tired. I'm going to pray for you, baby.
All right, you have a good one.
I'm going to pray for you.
I'm going to pray for you.
Have a good one, Mama. Have a great day, all right? Don't let the people stress you out.
Love you, too. How you get mad when somebody say they're going to pray for you?
I'm going to pray for you.
I'm going to pray for you.
I try to use an analogy about never know when your love going to get. She's talking about I don't want to go to McDonald's.
That's right.
Don't go to McDonald's then.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, Envy?
What's up, Trav?
What's up, sis? What's up, Sean?
Trav, what up, sis? Oh, what's the word?
Oh, Jason. Jason.
Here we go. As soon as I posted the flyer yesterday, I said, I know his gay ass is calling up. Good morning. I miss you.
Girl, don't start. I miss you too, Jason. How you been?
I'm good.
That's good. I'm calling to talk about. So, look, they got this DL Philly list going around at Philly, where they put all these boys on there, just causing like this uproar. All these girls is begging to see the list and calling all these men gay.
What
is it? I have a problem with that.
What is it?
It's a DL list.
A DL Philly list.
DL. Send me the link.
Jason wants to confirm.
I ain't gonna lie.
He wants to confirm some of the names.
I follow two of them on the list. But my problem with it is, they don't even know if these men are really gay. It could be some heartbroken gay boy who just had a crush on some straight men and has made his list up and is out here calling men gay.
Is Charlamagne on the list?
I'm not from Philly. And I wouldn't be down
low. You are on the list, though, Charlamagne. You were
I wouldn't be on the down low, though. What's the point of being on the down low?
The point
because people don't like to come out because people treat people differently. People lose friends. People lose family. Like, when I came out when I was 21, I lost a lot of straight friends.
You not me, though. I'd be popping if I was out.
Yo, shut up, man.
Jason, come on now. Tell him something.
Oh, I'm in these streets.
But I'm also Jason, tell him that he would be a ran-through bottom.
I would not be a ran-through bottom. I'd be top-tier trade out here, okay?
No, not top-tier trade. Who's teaching you this lingo? Get out of my community.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, it is up now. Jason Lee is here. Our co-host is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake it up.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling.
800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, I want to say one thing.
What?
You want to say one
why thing? Why you didn't give the girl who hit the guy with the bowling ball donkey of the day?
That's a good question. I haven't seen the video. I heard about it, though.
Yo, that was some bull. But you gave Dana Howard, what's the white guy name?
Dana White. Dana Howard sang a song called Freak Like Me back in the day. Love with Dana Howard.
Yeah, I know. I love that song, too. But why you didn't give that bitch
Jesus.
Donkey of the day?
I don't even know her name. I'm going to look it up. I think she might be deserving of a donkey today. I think you're right, sir.
She got to get two donkeys of the day.
Okay, why you drinking that this time of morning, bro? Hey. You just leaving the club?
Hey, why are you drinking?
That's when you know somebody drunk. Why you ain't drinking?
Why you ain't drinking?
Why you drunk? Why you ain't drinking?
Those are hours when he leaving the club, dog.
Definitely leaving.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jordan the Wilder. Good morning, Breakfast Club.
Jordan! Good morning, Jordan. Get it off your chest.
I just wanted to wish a safe and happy and healthy pregnancy to all the pregnant women out there, including myself.
Congratulations. You got a little well done on the way.
Thank you. Yeah. Can you guys look at my Instagram page, please?
What's your Instagram page? What's your IG?
Jordan the Wilder?
Yeah, Charlamagne follows me.
Yeah, I didn't know you was pregnant. I didn't realize you was pregnant, though.
Well, congrats.
I didn't see no pregnancy photos up there.
Yeah.
How many months?
Oh, watch my story. I am 6 months.
Oh, well, man, congrats. Enjoy it.
Yeah, let me know where your registry at, Jordan.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. How you doing? Champ.
What's up, brother? Get it off your chest.
Oh, first things I want to just say, I called last year around, actually 1 year ago to this day. Yeah, last year I called and I told you guys I forgot my mother's birthday. I just want to wish her a happy birthday again. It was yesterday. I didn't get this time. I just want to wish her a happy birthday. And I want to ask y'all something about this economy, man. Like, what do you think of, what you think is going to go on with this economy for the next year? I'm in the truck, and I'm a truck driver. I own my own truck. I'm trying to figure out, you know, if I even want to stay in this or want to get out of this.
I think it's going to get tight. I think inflation is going to raise a lot when it comes to interest rates on homes, interest rates on cars. I think grocery prices are going to go even higher. I think a lot of people are going to lose their homes. I think a lot of people are going to lose their high-end things. And I think we need to rebound and get things back to normal. I think it's crazy that we can send billions and billions of dollars to all these other countries, but we can't help our own and make sure things level out here.
Yeah,
but I think it's going to be tight. So if you got money, hold on to it.
Right. And NBA.
Hey, hold on. About the economy, if they don't figure out this debt ceiling thing, we're going to really be in trouble.
I'm telling you. And, you know, it's another thing, too, is, like, these people don't understand how, hey, the American trucking industry is, like, it seems like it's going to fall. It's going to fall. And if it do fall, what are we going to do?
Yeah, right.
How are we going to get goods and services? It's going to be hard getting goods and services. It's already takes a long time to get goods and services now.
Nobody's going to be doing work for free out here.
But they're trying to box you guys out anyway, because they're trying to create electric trucks that, electric 18-wheelers that they won't actually need drivers. So, I mean, that's going to be real tough on your industry.
Let me ask you something. Do you trust a truck going down the road 80,000 pounds with no driver in it?
I don't. but if you see what they're doing on the bridges and tolls, you know, I mean, there's no more people there anymore. Now it's all electric. So all those people lost their jobs. If you look at what they're doing in the trains and the buses, a lot of those people have lost their jobs. So it's going to be real difficult out there. Robots taking over.
That's true. Hey, Envy, I got an idea for you, though. I know you're still doing the car show stuff, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, I got a crazy idea. Not a crazy idea.
Stay on hold.
Why would you tell the world
stay
that
hold,
idea?
Stay on hold,
bro.
Man.
You ain't even trademarking it nothing yet,
right,
I'm sure.
Just stay on hold. Good. Hello, who's this?
What's up, DJ Envy? This is Uber Mike. How y'all doing?
Uber Mike, what's up?
What's happening, brother?
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, what's up, Jason Lee? How y'all doing?
What up?
What's happening?
Hey, Envy and Charlamagne, I wanted to thank y'all so much. I went and got my phone last week and they found something.
Damn.
And so it's being tested now, yes. But I wanted to thank y'all for y'all second.
How many polyps did you find?
Three.
Yikes.
Yeah, I mean, but they could tell if you had anything as of right now. Did you have anything as of right now?
No, nothing right now.
Oh, that's good then. Oh, that's good. They'll test those polyps and then hopefully it comes back clean. If not, they found it early, and then they'll make sure that they'll get you in about another 5 to 7 years to make sure nothing else pops back up. But you could have just saved your life, brother.
That's right.
The doctor said, I need to come back in 3 years. So I'm like, wow, okay.
How old are you?
I'm 45.
You got a history of it in your family?
Nope, no history.
Well, you're about to be a generational curse breaker. You're going to make sure nobody else got it moving forward.
That's
at least
right.
They know to get tested.
Thank God.
Jason? I do want to thank y'all, man.
Yeah, all love, brother.
I just got it, too.
Okay.
You just got your colonoscopy?
Yeah, they found two polyps.
They found two polyps?
You have to go back in 3 years, yeah, but they removed it, so.
Any cancerous?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. That's perfect. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the driving to work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
1051.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest host in the building, Jason Lee, of course, from Hollywood Unlocked.
Up here stirring up trouble, per usual.
Why? So if you just joined us, we were talking about... It started from Michael B. Jordan.
It started because of Jason Lee. Okay. Because right? Jason Lee... last week said that Michael B. Jordan was cheating on Lori Harvey.
Allegedly.
He said, you said you ran up on Lori somewhere.
Yeah, I saw her at the Essence Festival. I just looked into her eyes and I saw a lot of pain.
Damn. And so now, what's the rumor?
Well, no, the rumor now is that he's moved on to a white girl in the UK. And so now, you know, people are wondering, how do black women feel when the runner-up to the King of Wakanda
Jesus,
leaves a black woman for a white girl?
I told Jason Lee last week, going around saying that Michael B. Jordan allegedly cheating on Lori Harvey was going to drive him back to the Caucasus Mountains. And look.
My goodness.
Look. Out here with snow.
Well, then you played a clip where he said everything's on the table. So there you go.
Well, let's go here to the phone line. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is Kay Royal.
Hey, good morning, Mama. What do you feel about black men dating white women, especially successful black men?
Oh, I feel like that's a no for me. That's a hard no for me. I was just explaining how I cut off somebody in my starting lineup because he let me know that he enjoys indulging in white women.
First of all, you said you're starting lineup. So how much you got in rotation?
Just two right now.
And they both black?
They both black.
Look at you, queen. Congratulations to you, queen.
Well, let me ask you a question. If in Wakanda 3 there was some weird way that Michael B. Jordan could come back from the dead and be the king of Wakanda, could he be the king of Wakanda if his queen back home is white?
No. What they said, what was the proverb?
A house divided?
Something about burning the forest down or something like that.
What?
That's not going to happen.
I ain't never heard that.
It was like something... Somebody from the village that don't feel the warmth of it or something will burn the village down.
Hey,
that's
I'm not,
what they said in the movie. Anyway.
I'm not going
to
lie.
No, I don't think that's going
to
work.
I would love to leak that storyline to Dr. Umar.
It,
see, Dr. Umar, on Black Panther 3, they're going to have Black Panther's son dating a white woman. What do you think about
stop
this?
Stop it. Don't do that. Man, I have a heart attack. Hello, who's this?
This is Chelsea calling from Houston.
Chelsea from Houston. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to comment on you guys' topic.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, look, we do not mind anymore. I would say 10 to 15 years ago, we did. But now it's just kind of like, date who you want, just don't bash us out the door.
I agree with that. I can't stand these brothers that, you know, have a preference for others, but then they got to disrespect black women in the process and talk about how terrible black women are. I can't stand that.
Yeah, that's kind of like where we are about it. I'm 43, so that's kind of where we are, you know. So... Shout out to you, Charlamagne, DJ Envy, Jason. We love you. We follow you on Hollywood Unlocked.
Thank
Keep
you.
Doing your thing.
Thank you.
All right, queen.
Hello?
Hey, good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Go ahead, Mike.
I can hear the love for white women in your throat. Yeah,
I can hear her. I can hear her driving the car.
Yes, indeed, my man.
Talk up a little louder, Mike. We want to hear you clear when
you can't talk too loud. This white woman will get upset.
Yo, shut up, man.
All right, so check it, man. First thing I want to say, I love y'all on the show, man.
Okay,
all
thank
right.
you.
First thing I'm gonna say,
do you love us more than white women?
I'm not a fan of interracial dating at all.
Oh, okay.
Every time a black man is successful, he's a multi-millionaire, athlete, star, whatever. Not a poor woman, but he did like a bartender, a hostess, and he take care of their whole family.
What?
But when a white man dates a black woman, she's successful, if not more than he is. And I don't understand why every time we date outside our race, we are the ones that's always taking care of the other person, most likely.
Are you saying that when black men date outside their race, they tend to date down?
All the time, and especially when they multi-millionaires. I can name you at least five of them right now.
Go ahead.
You got Kobe Bryant with Vanessa, right?
God bless the dead. Don't do that.
She's Latino, though, right? Isn't she Latino?
Yeah, she's Latino.
She's Latino.
But she's Caucasian Latino.
What?
I like her though.
Oh, okay.
I like Vanessa. There's nothing wrong with that. But he could have had Brandy. That was successful.
He said Brandy.
They just went to the prom. But go ahead, bro. Yeah,
Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan had a black queen at first.
Yeah, I think he has two kids her. Or three kids from a black
then
queen.
Then he left her. You got The Rock.
The who?
The Rock.
Is The Rock
The
black?
Rock not black, is he?
Johnson.
Oh, The Rock is black?
Is The Rock black?
Yeah,
just because his name Dwayne don't mean he black. And his last name
Dwayne
Johnson.
He's
black. Black name.
Man, look like we could be cousins.
Okay.
Nah, you sound like y'all could be distant cousins, huh?
But what I'm saying is, who else? You got the guy who, there's a lot, you got Kanye West.
Oh, definitely.
Another one.
He's a pink toe lover now.
But what I'm saying is,
yes, sir.
I don't have an issue with dating outside the race, right? But the issue is when you dating someone like a bartender or a hostess.
What
is his problem with bartenders and hostess?
Bartenders' lives matter.
Jesus.
Listen, I believe love is love, but I do prefer seeing black men with black women. No disrespect to interracial relations. I'm just telling you what I like seeing, because I just feel like, you know, black men, black women, when they come together, they make strong black families. And we've seen how black families have been torn apart systemically throughout the years. So I do love seeing black men with black women.
800-585-1051. We're asking, allegedly Michael B. Jordan is dating a new woman and she's white.
Do we have to say allegedly for that? Right.
He got just that white
case,
girl.
Just in case. So we're asking, how do you feel about it? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Jason Lee, our celebrity guest host, joining us.
That's right.
Now, if you're just joining us, Charlamagne came up with this question.
They know Charlamagne came up with this question. This all came up because of a series of things. Last week, Jason Lee said that he told Lori Harvey Michael B. Jordan was cheating on her.
I heard that he was cheating on her. Yeah, that's what I heard.
And I told him that rumor was going to drive Michael B. Jordan back to white women. And then
you pulled up the receipt. See, the rumor report. Now, you pulled up the receipt that validated my concerns. And here we are.
Well, let's hear what Michael B. Jordan said when he was on The Breakfast Club some years ago.
You know, I spent a lot of time away from my family. I didn't really talk to my mom and my dad. You know what I'm saying? Or like my brothers and sisters and stuff like that. You know, I was... you know, I worked out a lot. It was a sad place, man. I just kind of like stayed to myself. And so the physical aspect was the easy part. Mentally kind of going to that lonely place and willing to do whatever it takes to kind of free his people was the more challenging part. You know what I'm saying? But it was a lot of fun, too.
What about white women? Did you cut off white women during
Come on, man. Why was that go back there? I like women, period. All women. Everybody's on the table.
Okay.
Everybody's on the table. Everybody's on the table, man. Everybody.
All lives matter.
Oh my goodness.
That's what he said.
It was all on the table.
It's all on the table, baby.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
T. T-E-A.
Okay. What up, T? How do you feel about it, T?
I'm good. Look, I was calling that Michael B. Jordan. Okay. He with the white girl, but you know they only go with the white girl because they say yes or not. But then when she go get a friend, a black friend, and they put her up on game, they not going to be together long.
Jesus. Is it in the black girl training manual? Wait. Is it in the black girl training manual to just say no?
No. It's just that it's only certain things that we going to do as far as to boost the man's ego. If it's something stupid of his idea, we're going to tell him. And most men don't like that. So white women going to say, yeah, honey, come in and do it. That's a great idea. You know, and it's going to be looking stupid.
Go ahead and put all your money in the crypto, baby.
Thank you. Hello, who's this?
And what up? I'm calling from Houston.
Lola, what's up from Houston? Talk to us.
Yeah, I'm calling about the topic, about the men dating white women.
Okay.
And I think I speak on behalf of all sisters when I say we don't care who they date. Orange, green, purple, black, yellow, red. Just keep our name out your mouth. You know, don't try to directly correlate it in some kind of way to black women while you're doing it. If that's what you want to do, enjoy yourself. Go ahead. We don't care.
That, you know what, that your sentiment is a sentiment I see a lot of sisters express, and it's like, yo, we don't really care who you date, but just don't bash us in the process.
Exactly. Don't make it seem like we did something to you, the reason why you stepping out of your race. And then it's many other ethnicities and many other, you don't have to go to a white woman. Like, that's just a personal choice. But like I said, we don't care what you decide. Just keep our name out your mouth while you're doing it.
Yeah, and don't tell me what sisters did to you, because you don't care what that white woman's granddaddy did to your ancestors.
I was just thinking about that scene in Waiting to Exhale. Remember when Angela Bassett went and ripped up the whole closet and burned everything because he left her for a white woman?
Oh, that was a white woman?
Yeah.
I ain't watched Waiting to Exhale in a minute. I know he left for a white woman.
That's why I'm here.
Hello, who's this?
Happy New Year's.
Porta Potty Guy, what's happening?
Sean Stone is
today. Sean Stone. How you doing,
Stone,
man?
What's up, brother?
Now, Sean Stone, you still dating that white woman?
I never date white women, brother. I am a black man that love my black queen. You know what I mean? So I think Michael B. Jordan needs to find a black woman and hold on tight to her. You feel me?
Well, he was with Miss Harvey. You know what I'm saying?
I think Lori Harvey is just a player right now, bro. She just, you know, she probably gonna move on from that black dude soon too.
Oh, drop on the clues bomb for Lori Harvey.
Yeah, Lori Harvey, Lori
Harvey definitely out here collecting black Hollywood actors like Pokemon cards.
She is. Hey, Jason Lee, what's up, man?
What's good?
I'm good, man. I'm Sean Stone, man.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Nice to meet you too, sir.
Sound like you flirting,
Sean.
I'm a good
one, guy.
Definitely not flirting with Jason Lee. I like Jason Lee. He's a cool dude.
You don't have a lot
of straight...
No matter
if he's gay or straight.
I have a lot of straight male friends. You know that, right? I have a lot of male friends who are straight.
I'm one of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We don't know about that one. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is, man, dropping the clues bombs for Mighty Casey. Now is a great time to play Mighty Casey.
Oh, my goodness. You want to play a clip of Mighty Casey?
That's right. And salute to Michael B. Jordan. The B may stand for bunny. All right? All the B can stand for black woman. It's all up to him and the choices that he makes from here on out. Okay?
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Your company has goals this year. Find the right people to help you achieve them with ZipRecruiter, where 4 out of 5 employers get a quality candidate within the first day. Try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast. That's ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast.
It's amazing.
We really haven't had a chance as black women in this industry to be leads. We were always the girlfriends, the meter maid,
the prostitute. You know, Kim, me.
That's Kim's story.
That's Kim's story.
This is the first time we get to come together and actually have stories that are about us. You know, it's we're driving. It's us getting a job. It's us taking a driver's test, whatever it is. And that's new. And then all three of us are on equal footing. We all get to lead and carry this show and support each other. And it's been
a blessing. And we're real friends. But we're real friends. We go to each other's houses. We hang out. Yeah. Borrow each other's wigs. You know,
no, we don't borrow each other's
You ain't just borrowing nothing. You just be taking stuff.
Versus. You do still hold
wigs. I'll show you. What's the next question, babe?
I was going to ask. You know, it was interesting what you said about not being the lead, because to us, even though the show was called Martin, Gina is still the lead.
You got kind of the sweetest thing.
You were kind of the lead as well.
It wasn't no kind of. She was a lead. And my wife and kids, you the wife.
You know, the way that I look at that, though, like, I love being the support system to anybody. Like, I love to watch people win. You know what I mean? Even with my sisters on the show, like, we'll give each other
jokes.
Like, say this to me or say this to the camera.
Do this when you walk out the door.
Yeah, we want the other person to win, and I love being the support system. It's like a dance to me. It's like a waltz to me when I can see a comedian, because, you know, comedians can be really big or they can be really small. So when they go big, I ground the scene. It's fun. Yeah. It's fun. I love, and I learned a lot. And I'm talking about this now because I've said it in a couple of interviews, but I really realized how much Damon and Martin's comedic ability, thank you, affected me. Like, when I'm working on this show, I try to put the pieces of the puzzle together. Allison and the rest of the writers are so good. They really lay it out. It's there on the page, but I like finding the funny in between the lines, because that's what Martin was great at. He was really brilliant, because he would find some, and he's ad-libbing at all times. So I find that my comedic style is really similar. And then watching Damon, his comedic intellect is sort of like, he's so witty and so smart.
Yeah, we do know that. I had that like, on your show. Remember that?
Yeah, you said,
get ready for him. I did Wife and Kids. I played her best friend. And she told me, she was like, get ready. I was like, what you mean get ready? She said, Damon, he gonna say some things. You got to be ready for him.
Yeah.
And you were right. I thought I had him. I was killing it. He came back on me. I shut up, said, where the lines? Let me.
The comedic intellect is so high, like Dave Chappelle. You know what I mean? So I learned a lot from them.
Do y'all hate being typecasted where they feel like, you know, everybody's gonna call you Gina for the rest of your life? Do you hate that?
No.
No, it doesn't bother you?
I love it.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Because that means that it, like they said, it made some type of impact. Like,
well, that's cute.
It's
Gina.
Like the Brady Bunch.
It gotta get annoying sometimes.
No, only by my son, because he calls me Gina all day.
Hilarious.
Gina, can you make me something to eat?
Funny.
Gina,
that's funny.
Like, I was in the mall the other day. I passed by D.L. Hughley, and I was like, D.L.
LeBron. I actually hosted his wife's baby shower. That was so great. Now, so LeBron came by, and girl, and then Jesus. Let me tell you what Jesus came over to. Oh, that's what we're going to talk about. We're just going to throw all the names out today on the Breakfast Club. Gina.
Gina. I was saying, because he was laughing at my son, because my son kept calling me Gina, like, Gina, get over here. Gina, look at this. Gina. And I was like, if you call me Gina one more time, I'm going to kick your butt. And he started cracking up. And that's the only reason. That's the last name I'm going to say.
Only Sugar.
I love it. Sugar, let me tell you something. It gets on your nerve, because it's always some man. Auntie Sugar.
With all of y'all resumes, in the business, do y'all still run into struggles and like obstacles in the industry?
Absolutely. That's what I mean. That's the whole point of Act Your Age is that this is the first time we get to come together and be fully ourselves on a show, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's new. Before this time, it was always a bit of struggle because nobody was writing for you, nobody understood you, nobody cared about what happens to Black women in this industry as they write. Mm-hmm. We're always coming in. I'll say this: most of my shows, I'm asking the white girl, "Enjoy your date. Oh, you're so pretty. I think you're great." Everything is about them. Mm-hmm. There's no questions about, well, how my husband doing on the show? What my kid doing on the show? On this show, on Act Your Age, we all take care of each other. And can I say where they can find it?
Of course.
If you go to bouncetv.com/find us, you can find where the show is. It is literally floating in the air. It's everywhere. So please support us.
Absolutely.
Because the thing is, if we have this show, then we get to make more of these shows.
Absolutely.
And our show is universal.
So everybody's going to like it.
That are watching that are not Black or of a certain age, please understand, this show is for you too. Because we're talking about real issues. We have two wonderful young actors, Nathan Anderson and Mariah Robinson, that are on the show. So we got something for the the Gen Zs and the millennials as well.
And it's
tune in. You are going
show.
To enjoy
these,
this show.
These two are fools.
Three are fools.
But I have struggled. Look, I went back to me. I have struggled.
All my life, I had the fight.
I've been a crystal stack.
I got the part. Thank you, Charlamagne. I got the playbook. Okay, I'm not going to say it again.
Now, is there any part that you guys...
Yeah, you just cut her off. She's trying to talk about her struggle. You see what I'm talking about?
He got out of there.
Go ahead. Is there any part that you guys passed up and was like, damn, I shouldn't have passed up?
Ooh, I was supposed to be on the show Lost, and I was dating this dude. We had to move to Hawaii, and he was like, we ain't going to Hawaii.
Well, he didn't have to go. I know, but
I was engaged at the time. That was one of my several.
Damn.
And I was like, I want to go and do Lost. So I remember I was like, well, JJ, do you have anything else? I don't know if and I just didn't see the Black woman on the plane crash in the jungle with the monsters. I didn't know what I was going to do. I felt like my part was going to get smaller and smaller. And I'm a run, for real. But no, I remember J.J. Abrams, we had this talk. I'll never forget when he showed me the script. This was before it was on TV. I did like this. I was like, this is Gilligan's Island. What else you got? I promise you, I had no idea Lost would be huge.
Wow.
So that thing hurts me. So that's my story.
You know, when I say this role, y'all going to be like, first of all, I know that I never would have got it. I also didn't audition for it. I was supposed to go in for Tiffany Haddish's role in Girls Trip. And we all know, it can't nobody do that role but Tiffany. But I read the script and y'all now know me, little baby Jesus. There's no way I could have played the role. And so I just kindly said, you know, I don't think I'm the right one for this. And then I watch it blow up and I see Tiffany's career, but that is one that I was supposed to go in for.
Yeah, I was supposed to have a meeting with either Abbott Elementary or this other pilot. I chose the pilot.
That went as well.
It did go, but it didn't get picked up.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a completely different show. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
I
don't remember which role, but I was supposed
to go in
for. I
know which role I went in for.
Which one?
Janelle,
the principal. Cool. Oh man,
but I didn't get an audition on that.
But she's Kim really being funny. That principal too. But Janelle is incredible.
She really is.
What makes you horrible in an audition? Because you audition
being yourself.
So you know.
Don't study.
There was a lot going on, and the kid was running around. And this was at a time when the pandemic, it was on Zoom.
That's very difficult.
I have gone through this industry by letting God just whatever, happens, that's for me.
All right, we got more with Tisha Campbell, Kim Whitley, and Yvette Nicole Brown when we come back. The new series, Act Your Age. We'll be back as The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Portia Williams, our co-host, is here. And we're still kicking it with Tisha Campbell, Kim Whitley, and Yvette Nicole Brown.
Do y'all understand the impact that you guys have on culture? Do y'all ever sit back and say how great you were for us growing up and what you meant to us as kids and teens and growing up and just the things that we've seen in all the shows? Do y'all ever realize how big
of all,
it was?
I don't. When you say you grew up with me, how old are you?
Exactly.
That sounds bad because you look like you're 56. So...
Watch your mouth.
This is a tough spot.
I'm trying to be sentimental. I grew up on you guys. How old are you?
Jesus.
Exactly.
I'm just playing. Go ahead. You cute and little.
I forget
y'all.
Do y'all ever understand that we're just
trying to pay our bills and take care of our families. I think that was.
You don't think about.
For
me, it was a concern because I started on Drake and Josh, which is a kid show, and so I kind of feel like when you put yourself out there and say I am in front of the babies, you should live a life that if, as they watch you, you know, you don't do anything that makes them feel crazy. So I try to make conscious decisions when I'm on camera. I get a little naughty in a voiceover. So if you see me in an animation, ain't no telling.
I got you.
But if you see my face... Yeah, well, that note, Jay Pollen is really sweet. That's more, that's for the kids, but there's some stuff coming where it's going to be a little rough for the babies. But if you see my face, I want you to be able to go, that's Helen, and not go, what is Helen doing? So I feel like as we hear this all the time from performers, well, I'm not a role model. You are, and you may not want to be. You may not like that you are, but when you put yourself in the public space and there's a spotlight on you and you're on a platform, people are paying attention to what you say and do. Maybe you don't care. Maybe you're fine with it. I care.
You hear that, Kim?
I want the babies.
You already
got you three times. That's three for him to
go. I was having the flashback. Does he understand? I was in my mind like, dang on, I was playing sugar.
Everybody got to know what their call is. What I've been called to do is different from what you've been called to do. And there's no judgment with what you do. Your path is your path. My path is my path. So I'm not sitting back going, everybody needs to do this. I'm saying this is what I'm supposed to do. And I take care of this.
Right.
And everybody else should take care of this. You know what I mean? And the world will be better if you just focus on you did this.
Right. But it is part of the culture. I think about my first movie next Friday. You think about my things that we have done because people do
you
come up and they're like,
we didn't know
my
gosh,
I had no idea. I was like, I'm going to be with Mike Epps. I'm going to be with you. You're excited, but you don't realize, you're absolutely right, what it does with the culture and in life.
And like seeing people and he's excited, that's your legacy.
When I saw myself in the African American Smithsonian,
wow,
that was I literally
you just
cried.
Gonna throw that, you just gonna say that?
No,
that's a wonderful thing.
I'm on the Smithsonian that's somewhere. Great. I wrote my name in the bathroom. You say the Smithsonian?
No, it really shocked me, and I literally cried because I wasn't expecting it. I didn't know that it was gonna be there.
I was thinking that when we came in and looking at this wall. Imagine coming in here and seeing your face on this wall. Like, you know that you, I'm still here. I'm here. Right. I was here, right? Mm-hmm. So it's that feeling. We all want that. And some people, through their children, they have that. Some people, through their work, they have it. And it's great that we get to leave a footprint.
It was always a grind. I was always on a grind. So I wasn't looking up. You know what I'm saying? I was running. And I was concentrating on paying bills. I've been paying bills since I was 5 years old. So I was concentrating on helping family or helping myself and getting us into a better space. And just now I'm starting to, at the age that I am, really like look around as it's happening. I'm in the moment. Right. I'm present in it. But I wasn't before. And it was a friend of mine named Berkeley. He had made me more conscious of living in the moment, because I would say random stuff like, oh yeah, when I made Thanksgiving dinner for Tupac, he was like, you can't just say you made Thanksgiving dinner for Tupac. And I was like, oh, that's not like normal.
No,
right? No, that's not normal. Now I want to hear the story.
No, it was just like me, Dwayne, and he came over and we all just had like...
Was that in New Jersey, LA, New York?
No, I was in LA. Mm-hmm. But long story short, like, I was like, oh, I get it, because I worked with Pam Grier one time, and Pam Grier would throw out all these stories, and I would call them, now we call them PG, Pam Grier stories. And she was like, yeah, when I was in bed with Yoko and John and Richard Pryor, and we were making music all night. I was like, you can't just say you was just in the bed.
That sounds wild.
Making music.
But that's just our life. Just like, it's just your life.
Exactly. Yeah. So now I was like, okay, I'll be more conscious of it. So now I'm in a place where this is actually happening. I'm with these amazingly talented friends that... Yep. That I've admired and that I love.
But I want to know why Pac ain't had nowhere to go for Thanksgiving.
No.
How you end up with y'all?
Oh my God, no.
It was a bunch of us. Like, I used to have like really big parties. Now my parties are like 2-3 people.
Right.
But I used to have a lot. I used to cook a lot. And so people would just come over.
Do you remember what you made?
That mac and cheese. What's up with that mac and cheese?
Cook for like 30 people, every single time.
That's so something like I've never heard. All the Pac stories you've heard, I've never heard. Damn, Tupac was at a Thanksgiving dinner. You never.
He eats Pac. I know that, but you just never heard that.
Yeah,
I love that.
How did you and Sherry handle the Monique situation after y'all talked about the reading and she didn't like that? Did y'all reach out to her?
What I said was, I'm going to be in St. Louis at the Grand Ole.
That's right.
MetroTix.com.
But the truth is this, we love Monique. And when we were talking, this is just the truth. we're giving her flowers. That is the truth. Mm-hmm. She is an awesome actress. Mm-hmm. And in this movie, I was screaming. I was like, dang, we miss her. Like, mm-hmm. miss her on screen. Mm-hmm. And that's the truth. Mm-hmm. We love her. She's mm-hmm. funny. Me and her used to be best friends. Mm-hmm. And I can't say anything that sometimes
we're not gonna say nothing bad about bad, people. Right. These are our sisters.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I think it's the thing. I think that's the quick trigger, right? Where mm-hmm. everybody just would you hear what? Listen to what they actually said, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and also, if it came out wrong, because sometimes you misspeak, then appreciate the love when the love is said. That's the truth,
and that's the truth.
We love every. I don't know mm-hmm. any black actress in this industry that does not love and revere Monique.
Mm-hmm.
She is one of the best that we got.
Absolutely,
she and
really
so that is.
Is
the truth. The little comments or stuff that came out wrong or whatever, that's we gonna have some grace and extend some grace and we gonna move on. But the truth, love her. Yeah, all of
the truth is that she is anything she's in,
she's great.
I'm like, dang, if I got a little bit of that. She does. Mm-hmm. She puts it down. Whatever mm-hmm. the other.
And she looks out for people, too. I remember when I first got into business, I mm-hmm. couldn't get arrested. Mm-hmm. Nobody would ever let me do talk shows. Mm-hmm. She had her talk show down in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I want this girl to come. I want her to come. She had just mm-hmm. won her Golden Globe, brought mm-hmm. the Golden Globe out. She said, Yvette, hold this so you can feel what it's like when it's your turn. It ain't been my turn in a very long time ever. But she wanted me to see what it feels like. That is her heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. the heart of Tisha. That's the heart of Kim. That's the heart of Sherry. That's what the truth is. Mm-hmm. So let's dig on down and get to what the meat of the bone is, and it's love and respect.
All right, well, don't move. We got more with Tisha Campbell, Kim Whitley, and Yvette Nicole Brown. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Portia Williams, our co-host, is here. And we're still kicking it with Tisha Campbell, Kim Whitley, and Yvette Nicole Brown. Charlamagne?
Is it hard being in this era where everything is so criticized and, like, the criticism comes immediately through social media?
Ooh, say that.
Yeah, I think it's a quick trigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think there's not enough grace. I think you need to give some people grace. People make mistakes sometimes. They misspeak. Yeah. They go somewhere they didn't know was going to be happening. And just give, because you got to imagine, what if it was me? What if I slipped up and did that or said that? And the thing is there an apology? If somebody messes up, do they feel bad about it? Do they come to you and say, I missed the mark? Because you want somebody to extend that grace to you when you miss the mark.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, now, if we're talking about racism and we're talking about MAGA and stuff like that, I'm throwing elbows. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
If it's simply a mistake between friends or someone that doesn't know you, they speak out of turn, I think it's important to extend a little grace.
You ever watch those old movies and say,
so give
there's
Kim
no way
grace.
We could have did it?
Say what
thank
now?
You ever watch those old movies? Like, I was watching Trading Places on a plane, right? Eddie Murphy.
My uncle was in that film.
And some of the words that they were saying, I was like, boy, would they
couldn't
get
do
canceled
it now. Couldn't
now.
Do it now.
They
can't say those
and
words.
Look what they were doing in the 70s on Good Times and all those shows.
But that's a Kim question, because Kim is on stage saying, you know, they're comedians. So
I appreciate that. And matter of fact, I have a show in St. Louis at the Grand Day.
Oh, my God.
March 10th. That's
Metro,
why I was trying
to get
them tickets. Get your tickets at MetroTix.com.
Metro
St. Louis. That's right. Grand Deal.
That now, can you answer the damn question?
First of all, I don't know if you can cuss on the radio.
You can.
I can.
So look here. Let me tell you about my ass. No, you know what it is about the show? That's the great thing about actually. That we said it is a, I guess, a go back, a flashback to the old sitcom times, because we take chances on this show.
Yes, we do.
We say things that.
And that's what makes it current.
Mm-hmm. Right. That we take it to the edge, because that's what's missing in comedy
I agree.
Right now.
Do you remember the old sitcom? They would say anything to Jefferson. Oh, my goodness. All in the family.
I mean, Kim is masturbating in the second episode.
I am.
What?
The character is.
Yeah.
Her character, was that on camera or off camera?
Would y'all saw me?
I didn't know.
So it does. So
God,
now, for real comedy, you got to live in truth.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to say it. And that's what's even missing, except for like David Chappelle and certain comics.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able. Funny is when you say what other people are thinking.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you got to be smart about it, too.
Like, I just said, and y'all caught me. See, but let me tell you something. 10 years ago, y'all wouldn't have said that. You'd have been like, hilarious. You're so crazy. But we're so
right,
nervous.
Because
y'all
so
looking
nervous,
out for me.
You're
like, Kim, don't say that.
Right.
You better not say that. You
because we know what you meant when you said it.
Right. We
just know how people
are
going to take it out of context.
Yeah. How people going to take it. That is
absolutely
the truth.
And that'll be the headline. We're trying to make the headline Act Your Age.
But that's what we're talking about. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So in Act Your Age, Alison Faust really lets us go there.
Mm-hmm.
And we go there and we all like, ooh, is this going to be? And standards and practice, they allow
us
to go. So, you know, big ups to Bounce and Scripps and MGM, all of them that really say, let the girls go.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
And
we talk about
Allison
real life.
To create that too.
But I appreciate that, because that is the truth. Right?
Absolutely.
And that's what the podcast Two Funny Mamas is all about. Please subscribe.
I mean,
if you talk about me putting out another,
she knows what she's supposed to do.
And my cancer
can I pitch my two cup of tea?
Yes.
Of
besides Act Your Age, I have two amazing animated shows. I have My Dad the Bounty Hunter. It's a black family in space on Netflix. It's Laz Alonso and Yvonne Orji. And
I saw
two
that.
Amazing yep. kids. It's what amazing. You start watching, you're going to binge the whole thing. That's My Dad the Bounty Hunter. And then Shape Island, you mentioned earlier. It's a great show for young people, but not just for young kids. And it's a circle, a square, and a triangle on an island. And they have a lot of differences, and they have to learn to live together. And if we do that more in the world, we'll be great. So that's Shape Island on Apple TV Plus as well. Yeah, and At Your Age on Bounce.
Tisha, you got Uncoupled. They got renewed.
Back.
Showtime's picking it up, right?
Showtime is picking it up. I'm really, it was such a dope show. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I was hoping that this particular show could do a smidgen of what Pose did, you know, yes. like really affect everybody and mm-hmm. make the norm. And, you know, in places in the Midwest or in the Bible Belt, you know, mm-hmm. we were hoping that we could affect people and people would like it.
And the hope is still there.
And the hope is still there.
So we're shooting in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
She's going to be in these streets, New York.
With y'all.
That's right.
I need to ask. Anyway, I got one more thing.
Oh, another one.
I got another show coming out. I think it's today on Hulu with Wanda Sykes called History of the World.
Yes. Yes.
What about Kim on Audible? What about
and
Kim?
That's right. I do have my
sitcom podcast
that she never asked
on Kim on Audible. Okay. She showed an answer.
It was number. It was in the top 10.
Oh,
on
my.
Black
got to
be. Hey.
Oh,
did it. All did. Let me tell you about these shoes I got.
I need to ask one last question, especially you being from Newark. So when you guys, quote unquote, corny growing up being in the arts. This question, of course, comes from Michael B. Jordan, where they said he was corny growing up. You're from Newark, so you know the area.
First, Yvette already had something to say about that. I saw you just on social media.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Bullies bother me. Mm-hmm. People that just go out of their way to make people feel small. And this is the thing. I remember when Tabitha Brown said this phrase, and this is really universal when it comes to bullies. Mm-hmm. What pain you must be in to wake up on a day and go, I'm gonna find something and teach. I don't like, well, yo, you go, hey, Fedora. You know what I mean? Like, why do you have to
hey,
lie?
Fedora.
You know what I'm saying?
She was waiting for that one. She was waiting for that t-shirt.
Your hair looks good, though, man. Take it off,
girl.
Girl.
I'd have pulled that out on the wind with a cane wind.
But the idea that people go out of their way to find something that they think will really harm somebody and drill in. And I didn't mind what Michael did on that carpet. People were like, well, she was unkind to him years ago and she thought she was going to roll up now that he didn't made it. No, babe, I see you. And he wasn't rude.
He was just like,
mm-hmm. I see you. And I remember you used to call me corny, right? So, mm-hmm. so why you got the mic in my face?
Oh,
that's even harder than what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sometimes you got to snatch a wig and be like, listen, we trying to do this right, but let me tell you when you missed the mark. Because again, it's not about just forgiving and everybody. Sometimes you got to tell somebody, I don't appreciate that.
I feel like now that I'm older,
mm-hmm.
my haters were my motivators.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I look back on the people that said things to me and I remember saying,
that's me.
I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
If I didn't have them,
same thing.
I might not have had that fuel.
Oh, me and you're saying.
Isn't that right?
Me and you're saying.
But I took that fuel, and it's so funny. I remember, I'm going to go ahead and put this out there.
Here we go.
Honestly speaking.
Let me just go on and tell the truth.
Because I never said this out loud. But this wasn't a hater, but me and Gerald LaBird, of course, were very good friends and close. And I remember on my journey to Hollywood, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to do this and that. And Gerald brought me out to Hollywood and I went to Soul Train with him. And that's when I got to meet the people at 227. Everything happened. And I remember Gerald looked at me and he was like, he said, you know, there can only be one star in this family. I was like, oh, I can't do what I need to do. But what it did for me was say, oh, okay. No, I'm going to show you.
Mm-hmm.
Which might, if you wanted to be with a man, maybe I should have been like, okay, I'll be a wife. But it fueled me. And I was like, okay, so it's going to be like that. I said, you watch. I can do this.
Yeah.
He didn't understand because I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He didn't see the potential in me. But as my star rose, we got close. And he was like, okay, I see you. Mm-hmm. I see you.
Wow.
And we started doing things together. Mm-hmm. And really, he said, I didn't know that you can actually do this. Mm-hmm. I didn't see
that's
it
cool.
in you.
That's
so
cool.
that's when I say that kind of thing. When people say stuff like that. Not that he was a hater.
Mm-hmm.
He just was like, hey.
He didn't see it.
Right?
He didn't see you.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling a lot on this show.
You can stop yourself at any time.
No. This is the thing. So At Your Age comes out on Saturday.
Absolutely.
And we got to get Kim up here by ourselves so nobody stops the Gerald LaBert story.
That's what you're trying to do. That's what you're trying to do. Don't you come here without somebody helping you. He's going to get you. I need that.
Tisha Campbell, Yvette Nicole Brown, Kim Whitley.
Thanks, guys.
Make sure you check out At Your Age on Bounce TV. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Y'all, that was great. It was fun. Oh,
this don't be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heel.
Did she get Donkey of the Day? Please tell me.
Absolutely. I have become Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, Donkey of the Day goes to a former Louisiana deputy named Dennis Perkins. Now, last year, I gave his wife Donkey of the Day for doing some of the sickest stuff I have ever heard in my life. Did you forget? Do you need a refresher? Well, let's flash back to WBRZ ABC 2 for the report, please.
In a shocking development, Perkins agreed to a plea deal, admitting her involvement in a child rape. But her defense says the real monster in this case is yet to be tried. The former teacher taking a surprise plea deal Monday instead of facing a jury, pleading guilty to one count of production of child porn, one count of second-degree rape, and one count of mingling of substances. Originally facing more than 70 counts, the Attorney General's office agreeing to cut that down only if she agreed to testify against her ex-husband, Dennis Perkins. The couple are accused of filming and raping a child, as well as feeding treats tainted with Dennis's semen to her students back in 2019.
Yes, you heard right. Dennis Perkins and his wife Cynthia were indicted on 150 sex crime-related charges, including but not limited to providing semen cream filling for cupcakes and feeding them to children. My God, they was putting baby batty in the big wheels, okay? This ball barf and the brownie bites, everybody look alive, okay? These hoes done ruined the hostess, man, all right? And what makes this story nuts, literally, is that the vanilla cream filling that be in these delicious-ass treats like Twinkies, that butter, powdered sugar, and marshmallow cream that comes together to create this delightful sensation in your mouth, when you young, playful, and immature, it reminds people of the clam sauce. And Dennis and his wife Cynthia were synchronized in their sickness because they decided to put that cork snort in the cupcakes, okay? I would tell these folks find God, but God not lost, they are. All right, now Cynthia, the wife who I gave Donkey of the Day to, pled guilty to second degree rape, production of child porn, and conspiracy of mingling harmful substances. We just heard that. As part of her plea deal, 68 of her 72 charges were dropped, and she agreed to, I think, not testify, either testify against, to testify against her husband. She was sentenced to 41 years in prison, and I'm sure inmates of the prison she's in are praying she don't become the correctional cook. Oh, Lord. Please, no kitchen job for Cynthia, okay? Can you imagine her preparing and serving food to other inmates? Cynthia Perkins, a cook in a woman's prison? Ugh. The red badge of courage would absolutely be the secret ingredient in the tomato sauce. Now, Cynthia filed for divorce from her husband following their arrest, saying that he had manipulated her into committing the crimes, and he was in court on Monday where he faced 78 charges. What will happen to a man who was voluntarily putting his dong water in the ding dongs? Let's go to the report, please.
With his head turned away from our cameras, Dennis Perkins entered the courthouse for the final time. The much anticipated trial, set to begin next week, canceled in light of Perkins's guilty plea. A deal the prosecution wasn't expecting. When he and his wife, Cynthia, were arrested in 2018, Perkins was facing more than 150 counts. He pleaded guilty today to seven, including rape, sexual battery of a child, video voyeurism, production of child porn, and one count of the mingling of harmful substances. Part of the reason the AG's office accepted the deal was to spare the public from what prosecutor Barry Milligan called some of the worst evidence he's ever seen. Sentenced to 100 years, and as part of the plea deal, Perkins waived any right to appeal, probation, or parole.
100 years. Thank God we didn't have to hear the details of that evidence. Nobody needed to know how he was filling these hostess products with high fructose porn syrup, but because of his crimes against children and cupcakes, he accepted a 100-year prison sentence. I do not like that word accepting when it comes to prison sentences. There is no prison sentence that anybody's accepting, especially one that's 100 years. This is what y'all are giving him, and this is what he's taking because he has no choice, okay? 100-year prison sentence, but damn it, this man deserves every single second. And I hope he keeps that same energy in prison because there's some homies in there that's thirsty, okay? And they don't want that gentleman's relish out the jar. All right, they don't want that out the in the cupcakes, all right? They want that nut butter scraped from the tap. All right? No, Dennis, don't get shy now. You're going to be in there serving up penis coladas to everyone, and rightfully so.
Please let Remy Ma give Dennis Perkins the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
The Breakfast Club.
Man, it's Freaky Friday.
It's freaky.
Call in now. 800-585-1051.
Hey, look, where are my freaks at?
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our guest host, Jason Lee, of course, from Hollywood Unlocked. Now, we're asking, well, let's start it right. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday!
Now, the Freaky Friday question comes from Rockman Dunbar. Of course, he's an actor. You know him from Soul Food and Girlfriends. He put up a post. 50 years old today. He turned 50 on January 11th. He said, 30 years in this business, never sold my soul or my ass bleep. All right, real guy, buddy, original black man energy. So we're asking, 800-585-1051, we're taking it from him, and we're saying, have you ever traded sex for something, a position, something to advance your career, anything? That's what we're asking. Now, when we left up, we were talking to Charlamagne.
Well, stories like this are triggering for one reason to me, and that's because when I was 8, I would get molested by an older woman. Okay, I told y'all this story before. I made her stop because I didn't like the smell of her Jerry Curl, and when I made her stop, she stopped showing me the love and appreciation she would show me, you know, prior to that. So, you know, prior to that, I was her favorite. But when I made her stop, I was ugly and bad, all types of stuff. So because she couldn't get what she wanted from me anymore, she started treating me effed up. So, yeah, I've been in situations like that in this business where a woman would make it seem like if I didn't do what she wanted me to do sexually, you know, she would fire me. And when I didn't do that for her anymore, you know, when I didn't do that for her anymore, they did start treating me after.
Now, I'm not throwing shots or trying to make jokes, but there's an iconic picture of you sitting on...
Shut up. No, that's not... No. All right,
Jason
that's disrespectful. Now you're being disrespectful.
I'm just asking a question.
No, you're not. Now you're being disrespectful.
Now no more. I got to know about the picture.
He's being disrespectful.
There's a picture of Wendy Williams.
No.
And Charlamagne sitting on her lap.
No.
Just hot.
No. No.
Would you ever sit on somebody's lap?
No.
You've never sat on nobody's lap, Jason Lee?
I mean, I'm thinking...
Santa Claus.
Santa. I mean,
but Santa and you know why you sat on his lap? Because you wanted something.
Santa wasn't filling my ass, though. Nah. Ain't never been a oversized white man whose lap I wanted to sit on for sexual pleasure. Let's be very clear.
Yeah, but no, Wendy, stop doing that. That was disrespectful.
Ask the question. You just show me an answer.
You know what's so crazy? I was listening to you guys talk about this. At first, I dismissed like, this is a stupid topic. And then I thought, I actually did do that before.
Really?
Yeah, I wrote about it in my book. But, you know, I'm not ashamed about it. This is when I was... I was curious. This is back when I was dating girls. I was curious about sleeping with guys, and I slept with my friends. I slept with my homegirl's boyfriend for a bunch of CDs. It was on some just on the word ho s.
Oh, so the CDs that used to come in the little book jacket?
Yeah, like CD, but it was a whole collection.
Well,
of
what
CDs.
CDs did you get? Was it anything good?
Probably TLC. I don't know.
Was it worth it?
No, it wasn't worth it. It was my excuse to be, you know, a hoe. But yeah,
TLC. Tender loving.
Had to do that, but let's go to.
You never did?
No, never had to. Mm-mm. Never did. Nope.
Man, shut up. See, that's why you.
I never did.
Have you done it unintentionally?
No.
Like you was doing it thinking that, you know, you and the person was into each other, but then you find out they was just using you for your party, or they was using you because they wanted something from you?
No.
And then when they realized you couldn't give it to them anymore, they stopped?
No.
Somebody recently tried to do it, and I'm not going to put that person's name on blast, but I do want to put it out there. You know, I've been trying to get into politics a little bit with Hollywood Unlocked to find out what's going on, use my platform responsibly, tell the culture what's happening.
Yeah.
I met somebody from the DNC trying to find out how to get to the marketing money because they spent like $60 million with media over the last election. We didn't get none. And the person kept talking to me like I had to drop some penis off in order, or you know, do something more than just politic to get the money, get to that conversation.
Ooh.
And I was like, "Yo, the DNC, y'all playing with me?" Because you know I haven't put the person's name out because now I'm talking to somebody else.
But you could easily.
I mean, the story's still active; it's still open. Yeah, I couldn't believe in politics. The DC that was trying to play me. Trying to play me in the D.
You know what DC stands for, don't you?
What?
No, I'm not saying it.
Control.
Yeah. That's-
Oh, my goodness. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, Doc? This is Big Al. I'm way of Houston.
What's up, Big Al? Big Al from H-Town. What's up, brother?
How y'all doing? How y'all doing, Charlamagne? DJ Envy? Jason,
we blessed black and holly favorite. We here. Morning. What's happening?
Hey, I wanna comment on the topic, Doc. You're talking about have I ever traded sex for anything.
Yes.
Well, hell yeah. Yo, check this out. I was about, I don't know, bro. I was about in my 20s, right? So I'm old, So I was in my 20s, right? And this chick, she used to work on the aisle right next to me on the machine. I was working there through the loom. And so my car ended up getting taken from me because I was dating this girl that was in the military, that was in Korea. She came back. She found condoms in the damn car. So she took the damn car from me. So I had to pay for sex. Yo, I had to pay for sex. I traded sex for a ride to work. You hear me? My rent got paid that month.
I'm not mad at that.
They're going to learn today.
You used what you got to get what you want.
He could have took the bus.
Might have been made his commute longer.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Ken.
Ken, good morning, man. Talk to us.
Good morning, DJ Envy, Charlamagne, and Angela. How y'all doing this morning?
That's not Angela. That's sir.
Jason Lee.
Jason Lee.
Yeah, I had an experience. So I had came home from the penitentiary after doing like 10 years. It seemed like everywhere I went, the management was, you know, LGBT too. So, you know, I had to play the role and sweeten it up a little bit to get on.
Hold on, I have a question. This is Angela Yee. So when you were in the prison, did you ever trade any sex for snacks? Because I know commissary be real serious. No.
Nah, hey, listen. The whole 10 years, I was solid through my whole bit. Never messed around. Never got down like that. And that's a falsehood, bro. The guys that get in there and do that, they already was on that before they came to the penitentiary.
I want
to
know why why did the managers and stuff think that you was on that, though? Like, what kind of energy you was giving off that they think they could try you like that?
Well, what I'm saying is that I actually sweetened up a little bit. I got the lift. I actually played the role, get the job.
But you want us to believe you didn't play the role? You didn't play the role in jail, though? You really want us to believe you didn't play the role in prison?
No. He got out of prison and was a homeless sexual. I'm telling you, when you get out of prison, you don't have nowhere to live, so you drop the D off so you can get some sleep.
Is that what happened, sir?
Nah, that's called a hobo sexual. That's a person that don't have a place to live, and he trades sex to live with somebody.
Well, exactly what he just said.
At least you knew your title. Exactly. I ain't mad at it.
Goodness gracious. So, talking about, did you do it?
Yeah.
I didn't get out because I don't go that way. I can't even. Ken, yeah, that don't even strike me. So.
Ken, you told the person to answer the phone. You had sex with another man for a job.
How deep did you go into the role, sir? You said you was acting. How deep did you go into the role?
I told the person I had sex with another man for the job. I told him that I played the role of being gay for the job.
That's but what I want to know. How deep did the role go? Like,
got to that point.
Being gay for pay is okay, Ken. Just accept it and move on.
Did you kiss the brother, Ken?
I didn't kiss nobody, bro. I didn't.
You stuttered.
How do you play gay?
I was active, so I was able to.
How do you play gay in real life? Hello?
How do you play gay?
Yeah.
You sweeten up your talk. You lift your wrist a little bit, and you know what I mean. You just soften it up a little bit when you're around. You know,
Jason. Again, I always say in these situations, what will my brothers do? And they wouldn't be doing that. Ken gay.
Barbie knows too.
Barbie knows.
800-585-1051. It's Freaky 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 Friday. We're asking, have you ever traded sex for something? Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Big old it's Freaky Friday. Goddamn.
Hey, look, where are my freaks at?
Call in now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
Now, the Freaky Friday question is, have you ever traded sex for something? To get a job, to get something you needed, to whatever it may be. And we got a lot of people on the line.
Jesus Christ.
What?
It's so sad that so many people on the line.
Cammy, good morning.
Morning.
Now, we're asking, have you ever had traded sex for something?
Yes, I sure have. I'm married, and I will have sex with my husband for things I want.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, but you're not having sex with him. First of all, you're having sex with him because that's your husband. You're his wife. He's providing you with things because you're his wife, not because you're giving him sex.
Yes, but sex is further persuasion.
It's hard to say no after, you know, you done got emptied out. That's when you're at your most vulnerable a lot of times when you're a man. But I don't think he's doing that for you for sex.
Oh, there's a woman I know, the Vagina Slayer, who has a company called Femi Secrets, and she teaches women how to use that to get
really?
And control their husbands. Yes.
Does that make the sex spicier?
She left.
Oh, she hung up? Damn.
Hey, her husband caught her.
Damn. Hello, who's this?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
This is Aviva Khadidi calling from New Jersey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're asking, have you ever traded sex for something is the question this morning.
Okay, so first, before we get into that, I do want to correct the gentleman who mentioned earlier that the Me Too movement is about having sex to make moves.
Oh, that was Jason Lee. Jason Lee's here. He's here right now.
What I said, Mr. Lee. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, the Me Too movement. Me Too movement was about women who were being forced into submission by powerful men in order to get opportunities that they would have to have sex. Correct.
Oh, yes. And in many cases, those women were actually raped. So when you said that when you brought up the topic, and you said that that's what the Me Too movement was about, having sex to make moves, you know, it gives this perception that the women had choice. So thank you for defining that now.
Yeah, we know in many of those situations that they didn't have a choice. But we also know
they didn't think they had a choice. The power dynamic was so bad, they didn't think they had a choice.
We also know there should be a Me Too movement. We also know that the Me Too movement isn't 100% foolproof either. So, you know, but that's a whole debatable conversation for another day.
Right, it is. I wanted to say something because I am a women's and children's rights activist, specifically pertaining to the sexual exploitation of women and children. So, and then in reference to today's question, I personally have never exchanged, you know, a sexual favor for some form of benefit. But I do think that anybody has their number. You know, right now, the Mega Millions is 1 point. You know, and I can't necessarily say that if someone offers me a willing ticket in exchange for some kind of sexual favor, I wouldn't take the opportunity.
Yeah, but how would you know the ticket was a winning ticket, though? How would you know the winning ticket? The numbers would have to be called already.
Right, the numbers would have to be called already, but we know that it's a winning ticket. That definitely has been established in the fight.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you, if somebody has the winning ticket, that price is definitely going to be a lot less than that.
Thank you, Bobby.
Well, if they came, even for $1.6 billion.
At least you're being honest. You're being honest, Queen. I respect it.
Goodness gracious. Absolutely. Now, what's the moral of the story, guys?
I wonder if everybody really does have a price, though.
I do.
What?
Are you crazy? And everybody,
Are you dumb?
People be talking about, I ain't got no price. Are you
Jason
crazy?
Said that so what? Quick.
You would talk about, would you let somebody crap on you? You could pay me like Picasso for $1.5 billion at the Breakfast Club.
You know what, right there. Does that? Oh, that's interesting.
What?
I think everybody has a price, but I think everybody has a limit on what they would do for said price. Nope. I would think. I don't think you would do anything.
Charlamagne, the winning ticket for the Mega Million, I'm sorry. You ain't even got to ask me. Just put the ticket on the table and just write
there's
it. Write
nothing it. You would, there's nothing you wouldn't do.
Do you know the things that I've done for free?
Jesus
I'm not
gonna Christ.
Tell you, but $1.5 billion?
Somebody comes to you with hard-boiled babies. And they're like, you got to eat two of these hard-boiled babies.
Uh-huh. I've swallowed babies before.
Oh, my God. Oh. I meant that these babies
were cooked bread.
And cooked.
Goodness gracious.
Well, Charlamagne, I'm telling you, know your audience.
All right. Well,
Breakfast Club, good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Y'all, it's DJ Envy. We are on vacation, but I want to remind you that my car show is going down May 28th in Memphis. You don't want to miss it. It's family fun, celebrity cars, exotic cars, old school cars, rides, and all those things. So get your tickets. You can click the link in my bio for more information, and kids 5 and under are free. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, you got a positive note?
My positive note is simply this, man. Instead of ignoring loss and trauma or moving quickly past them, we can choose to slow down, sit with each loss, examine it, grieve it, because it's better to sink in and experience it now than to find yourself drowning years later in losses that had no voice.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.